This interview is part of our physical medicine and rehabilitation career path series. We'll be speaking to different physical medicine and rehabilitation practitioners, also called physiatrists, about their career experiences. The American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation is presenting this series to provide insight into the variety of practice types available in this field. Dr. Dawson is a physiatrist in Kingston, Jamaica. She is fellowship trained in spine and sports rehabilitation. Currently, she's one of the few physiatrists in the entire country of Jamaica, and she is one of two physiatrists in the entire Caribbean. Her practice ranges from general rehabilitation to high-level, world-class Olympic gold medal champions. Her depth and breadth of practice may be as varied as any physiatrist anywhere.
So tell me, how did you find out about our field?
I found out about your field through sports medicine. I played national soccer for Jamaica and cricket for Jamaica, and I wanted to do sports medicine. Didn't think orthopedics really capture sports medicine in terms of rehab and how an athlete can be functionally efficient, and that's how I found physiatry.
You were on the national team?
For soccer and cricket, yes.
For two sports? Yes. So you were quite an athlete then?
I tried to be, yes.
So what drew you to physiatry versus orthopedics?
Physiatry is more, I think, holistic in terms of treatment of an athlete. As you know, we look at an athlete as a whole kinetic chain. Ortho has its, you know, place. Ortho is fantastic. But for me, treating an athlete as a whole, you know, holistically, trying to make them functionally efficient is the area I wanted to go into.
So where did you do your physiatry training?
In New York, Long Island Jewish Medical Center, North Shore.
And afterwards?
Then I did my fellowship at RIC in Chicago.
And then where did you go?
And then I went back to Jamaica. I actually did medical school in Jamaica.
I see.
So we have a medical school in Jamaica, and I trained there first.
But I take it there are no residency training programs?
There are.
In physical medicine rehab?
No, not in physical medicine rehab, but in the general disciplines. For example, orthopedic surgery, pediatrics, internal medicine, orthopedics, and some other ones, yes.
So what are some things you do now?
Right now? In my practice is interesting, very rewarding. We have an outpatient public setting where I basically see general adults and children, pediatrics with cerebral palsy spasticity, adults with spine problems, brain injury, spinal cord injury, and as well as sports. We have a sports medicine clinic where we see some of the national competing athletes. I also do procedures because I did do my fellowship in spine. So I do fluoroscopic guided procedures for people with cervical and or neck and back problems.
Sounds like you do everything.
We have a good team. We try to. Yeah.
What kinds of sports do you follow?
Well, we follow, one of the main sports we follow is track and field currently. We have two main club teams in Jamaica. MVP, where Asafa Paul, who was the fastest man in the world before Usain Bolt, who's on the other track team. So we treat both. We also treat Premier League soccer, which is kind of similar to your MLS here. We treat the cricket team. We treat a lot of high school. What we try to do is just treat competing athletes because the clinic will become too overwhelmed. So we see a lot of competing athletes in our clinic.
I see. And who exactly is we when you say we treat? So
I like to say we because you can't do anything alone. So I refer to my staff, my nurses, my front desk, I have a personal assistant, but I am the only physiatrist. But you never do anything alone in life, so I always say we.
How many physiatrists do you know of in the Caribbean or in Jamaica?
Well, I'm the only one in Jamaica. There are two physiatrists in the Caribbean. There's another one in Barbados. He's a generalist. He works in the hospital. But I'm the only one who does spine, sports, and some of the spasticity management stuff that I do.
And you've had a chance to work with Usain Bolt?
I did. I was in Berlin at IWF World Championship. Yes. I was there when he broke the two world records.
Wow. Yes. What was that like, working with such an elite athlete?
He's a great athlete. He's a very good, I call him a kid. He's a great human being. Very pleasant, very jovial, very courteous, you know. Although he has made such a great impact on the world. He's one of the modest, most compassionate persons.
What can physiatrists offer to high-level sports athletes? We always think of orthopedic surgeons in that role.
The thing is with, for example, some of our Olympic athletes, they have scoliosis. And when they go to do their three-point starts or when they go to, you know, do their starts, it throws them off a little. What we do is look at them as a chain and try to regulate that in terms of some of the exercise, for example, pelvic shift to try and align the spine to make the running more efficient. Some of the other ones will have like knee pain, you know, regular knee pain, and it's coming from the foot, hip pain coming from the foot. You just look at the chain above or below, and that's how you're able to treat them as a physiatrist. An orthopedic surgeon is maybe able to do that, but they primarily would want to, you know, fix the knee in terms of surgical correction. But as a physiatrist, we look at the biomechanics of the athlete, and that's the advantage, I think, as a physiatrist over an orthopedic surgeon.
Do you think we may also offer the benefit of preventing future injuries?
Absolutely. Prevention is key. And that's one of the things we also do. We look at an athlete even prior to them, as you're hinting to, have any, you know, injuries. We try to prevent that.
With such a busy schedule, how do you find time outside of medicine?
I have a personal assistant.
Okay.
She helps me a lot in terms of organizing my day. But I once spoke to a great man, Joe Press, who told me, you must have good time management in what you're doing to be able to do as much as you can. That's the way you become efficient.
So what are some things you like to enjoy outside of the clinic?
Well, I actually jog with the athletes on the same track. I don't train with them, though.
Not the same pace, I hope.
Absolutely not. I play squash. Squash is similar to racquetball. And I actually go out a lot with my friends and family.
That's very good.
Yeah.
If you had to do it all over again, would you have done it the same way?
Absolutely. Same exact way. Medical student in Jamaica was a great foundation. Training at Long Island Jewish in New York was fantastic. I did my first year in general surgery, which kind of helped me to have more of a procedural, hands-on kind of an approach. And then going to Chicago, meeting the team from RIC, Dr. Press, you know, Dr. Press Ferris, it really kind of put things together. And I would definitely do it the same way.
What types of procedures do you do?
Spine procedures, fluoroscopic guided, injection, whether it is selective nerve root blocks or epidural injection, as well as peripheral knee joints. I also do spasticity injection, which is, we use both Botox and Phenol in the treatment of spasticity. So we go from the OR, which is where we do our spine injections, to the clinic where we do peripheral joint injections or the spasticity injections.
I understand in Jamaica sometimes you don't have all the tools that we may have in the mainland.
We certainly don't, but we improvise. You have to
give me an example.
We can give you an example. We have to be creative. For example, a child requiring a splint at night to maintain a particular position that you worked on in therapy, or you have used one of the neurolytics, for example, Phenol or Botox, to help to give range. You may have them talk to their neighborhood carpenter to make like a right angle splint, and you pat it with sponge and you put fabric over it so it doesn't, you know, rub the child's ankle or heel off. You have the parents make sitting chairs. You may put wheels on it, like a little cart, because, you know, you don't available have pediatric wheelchairs. So we have to improvise and be quite creative in what we do for children.
Would you recommend a fellowship for a graduating resident?
Absolutely. I think so. I think after doing your residency, it's important to get further training in whatever fellowship it is that you're interested in, whether it is spine or sports, musculoskeletal, pediatrics, spinal cord, or brain injury, whatever it is, you should more or less, you know, expose yourself to further learning so you become more proficient.
I'm curious, you did a fellowship in Chicago,
yeah,
and you came back to Jamaica.
Yeah.
How did you get yourself involved in treating athletes?
In treating athletes in Jamaica?
Or your practice in general?
In my practice in Jamaica? Jamaica is a very small community, mm-hmm. and your reputation goes, I suppose, a far way. When I first returned to Jamaica, one of the things, and I suppose if you're going to a small town anywhere in the U.S., one of the important things to do is to market yourself for the area. And what I did is we did a lot of news coverage. If it's an event or a conference that we're having, we'll either be always on the radio doing radio interviews or TV interviews or print media. And that's how the word first went out. And then from that, you know, some of the coaches would first refer to me, and then that's how I started seeing most of the athletes.
Oh, I see. So by getting involved in media, you were able to get your name out there in the community. So what do you enjoy most about your current practice?
I would say there are many aspects of my practice I enjoy most. I enjoy seeing children and their parents smile. I had this one patient who, when I moved to Jamaica first, was told he would not walk again. And when you ask him what's his favorite hobby, he says walking now after going through rehab. So that's kind of cool. I enjoy traveling with the track team. You know, you get to see world record. One night I was with Usain Bolt, and this guy said, "Give me something." He took his shirt off and gave the guy. And just to see that guy laugh and ride off, you know. So many aspects of what I do really help. Woman who starts crying after injector, I'm like, "Why are you crying?" She's like, "I have not been pain-free in 5 years." You know, those are the things that are really kind of cool.
So from making a child walk to an elite athlete, you know, run a world record, it seems like you're able to fulfill enjoyment in practicing physiatry.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast presented by the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. For more information, visit our website at www.aapmr.org.